Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I know there's a school of thought out there that believes that this whole spring forward thing does not affect human beings, but I am here to tell you that I am I'm just throwing this out there that I believe it may. I feel as though there's a general loginess, and I always thought that was for fall back, not spring forward. And then if you're our good friend Tripp Affleck, who hates everything, he basically said that he does not buy it at all. He was mocking it, religiously mocking it yesterday. Listen to me. I can't even formulate a sentence.
Mike, if the people would listen, well, first of all, there was a wise man who once said, it is impractical to think you can lengthen a blanket by taking a foot off the bottom and adding it to the top. And that's essentially what spring break is.
But it still seems to me that, I don't know. I mean, I have a little one that that slept till an hour and a half longer than he normally
sleeps.
That's
magical, though. That's great.
It's 50-50. 50-50. I would say it's and the only way I'll let you know is there are some years when it hits me and some years when it doesn't. At all, right?
Did it hit you this year?
No, it didn't. No, I was expecting to get hit by a freight train. It didn't. But then I got out to my block, which is basically an artery to Virginia, and rush hour was later.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that did benefit it is that on the way in today, there was no blinding sun in my eye, so no sunshine delays on the inbound. Yeah,
but you're
great.
Going to get blinding blizzard.
Well, there's that.
But that
doesn't have to do with the time change, does it?
It's the cruelest month.
It is.
The cruelest month. March is the cruelest month.
No one takes my advice.
Not down here, though.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Must be great.
How rough is it?
Yeah.
This is one of those days. By the way, I got my daughter out early to the airport last night. She was supposed to leave Tuesday, but she left last night because I wanted to be ahead of the curve. And now everybody's panicking today, and they're going to have trouble getting out early if they need to go back east. But no, getting back to that, the whole spring forward thing.
No one takes my advice, Mike. I said years ago, you should spring ahead and fall ahead. And that way, every 12 years, you actually gain a day.
Or not
change
the time.
That's the same joke you've been telling for 20 years.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
I think it's pretty solid.
I know. No, you do.
That's what I said.
Look at the self-satisfaction.
But we keep telling you it's horrible.
I think that you're going to come around, I think. Well, we've only worked together 7 years.
I'm not prepared. I don't feel tired, but I feel totally and completely late. I have
late?
Been late all morning. I have been late all morning.
You know who
morning.
It affects, Mike? DJs. Yes, DJs.
Yeah, man.
You know
man.
How Dominique does his show in the mornings on Sunday from here?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's another show that comes on at 7 a.m. before his show at 9.
Right.
Not from here, but from wherever the guy is. But he's actually one of the main hosts at ESPN's Sun. He missed his show before the Dominique's came on. He missed his show completely.
Missed the show.
Yeah.
By the way, you just don't really. You try not to do that.
Really
try not to do, and you certainly
in the broadcast
try not to do
industry,
that for a time change. You know? Yeah.
The broadcast industry frowns on a no-show.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. And for full context, he was at a wedding beforehand, so it was the daylight savings
and a wedding
and the alcohol. I imagine that helped him not arrive.
Yeah.
Here it is with me this morning. Okay, Mrs. O'Mara gets up, and I'm not even good at telling you the times, but I know we're talking as opposed to around the 6 o'clock hour. It's now around the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
That's when everything's starting to happen. And so all I know is Carly comes out, gets in the shower, and this is the first comment I make to her today. I said,
can you close the door to the bathroom, please?
Oh, because of the light or the noise?
I'm hearing all sorts of sounds.
Oh,
no.
And then she comes out. She's drying her hair.
Yeah.
And she comes by. Hey, watch
Gross.
Out.
Sorry.
How
she,
dare you?
She turns around and looks at me and says, are you planning on getting out of bed? And
oh,
I said,
my God.
And then I said, well, I mean, the little guy's asleep. She said, we got to get there. And then this is when I realized it was really happening. Okay.
Okay.
I went out to walk the beasts. All right. I went out to is something that I normally do. Sometimes I do it after show prep. Sometimes I do it before show prep. But on this particular boarding, I chose to do show prep in the bed. I did my actual work in the bed with my laptop.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I did my laptop. I had my laptop out. I had my
Mike. If you can have dinner in bed, why can't you do show prep?
Exactly.
In bed?
I had breakfast in bed.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Silken pajamas.
No, not quite that. But then I go out and I walk the dogs, and I come back, and Carla and my son are walking out to the car. I said, I'm such
"What's
an
the
idiot.
Hurry?
Go,
What's
I
all
said,
this?"
I said that. I swear, it's just like I said. Where are you guys going? And she looks at me and says, "I'm taking him to school. It's 8:30."
It's Monday. Loser.
I had all my work
8:30
done.
On a weekday.
Yes.
I had all my work done, but I was sitting there saying, what's going on? And I'm still kind of confused.
Sure.
But, and by the way, I know there are people out there. No, there's only one guy who's really loud, and his initials are T.A. And hey, screw you, Trip, about the La La Land movie.
Right. Oh, he
really
hated
hurt
it.
My feelings.
That he
really,
hated it.
Yeah, he hated it. He hated it.
I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but that's shocking.
It's too happy. It's too happy for guys like him and guys like me.
It was
nobody dances in traffic.
It was just strange. It was strange, and I feel totally. Well, look at me. I feel totally disconcerted.
You look disheveled.
Today.
You even have a hat on for a team that you hate.
That's true.
I don't hate the Dolphins.
You don't?
I don't hate them. No.
Oh, I thought you declared how much you hated them and you were going to go with
the... No, when did I ever declare I hated the Dolphins?
I thought you were a Jacksonville guy. It's closer.
It's not closer, first of all.
No?
Who's discombobulated today?
Well, no, he's just being a king mixer.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
I'm just being mean.
Yeah.
Jacksonville is up there.
Okay.
Know? Miami's down here. I'm 90 minutes from Miami.
I want to, Mike, I want to show you something as a means of comparison. That is a great-looking hat, but there is a muted orange bill to it.
It almost looks brown.
Yeah, but I want, if you would, Mac, please step up to Mike's camera to see a new orange sweatshirt
that
I think he must have just changed the batteries in. Look at this.
Look at that.
That is orange.
You know, to be honest with you, it looks nothing like anything I ever see. I mean, it's the same crap that he always wears.
But you know what?
And
he's
wearing that, and he's wearing that goddamn ski cap that looks like a bandage on his head.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
well, he's running around doing his new thing, which is, hey, I'm the brown-haired Ed Sheeran.
Yes. No, his sweatpants are from eighth grade.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, that's all you need to know.
Eighth grade or an eighth grader.
If you wear sweatpants to work, you're saying I don't give an F.
That's right. You've given up.
This ultimately is the best thing. This springing forward is where most people agree that this is where we should be all the time, right?
I think so, yes.
It's the fallback that's unnecessary.
The idea that we still do this, and I know there has been some radical change as far as weather is concerned.
Yes.
I don't care about that. This is important.
Yes.
I need to see light when I go to bed. When I get into the house and I get head off from work and I see light.
You want to start again?
Seriously. And I see him through a camera. Does he not look a little
rough?
This
is the NyQuil. This is the NyQuil.
Does he look a little rough? Mike. I'm asking you, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, he does.
I'm seeing it from the camera.
Normally,
I'm dressed for work.
Clean lines, Mike. There's sort of fuzz.
I'm dressed for work.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like his beard is not quite the way it is, and his hair.
Well, yeah, but
he's very particular.
You're dressed for work. What does that mean? You mean you didn't come in your underwear?
No, a true tell is when I'm not dressed up. A true tell is when I have sweatpants on and a sweatshirt, and we're not going to go work out.
Yeah,
I literally just got out of bed.
You come in like with workout clothes, but I mean, you're rarely.
Sometimes.
This to me, even though you have your hard shoes and your jeans on.
Yeah.
I will say you look
distilled.
To me, I don't know what I'm getting. Look, I have to be honest. I'll pull back the curtain here. My picture of you guys is clear enough to make out facial expressions and stuff, but it is not super, super so sharp, and I'd love it to be. I really. Someday I'd love it to be that way. I'd love it to be where I could really see you guys like a great video.
It's like if you
camera.
Were here.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like washed out. It's always washed out. And I don't know what can ever change that. But Oscar, listen, I think it might be the hair.
Oh, I didn't put gel on my hair this morning.
Your hair is almost like it's been thrown in a box like it doesn't care.
Oh. No,
and were we not, correct me if I'm wrong, were we all not a little logy when we had our little pre-show? Wasn't it kind of And I think, and so is it unreasonable for me to say that maybe this spring forward is affecting
Mike,
everybody?
You're getting twofold. One, these guys are scared of the snow, as they should be, and driving in tomorrow. They were talking about it before you got on
I'm
the mic.
I'm not scared.
No, oh, they're scared.
I love driving in snow.
I'm a little more pissed than I am scared.
Yes.
Because I really thought we were out of the woods because it's almost the Ides of March. It's March 13th.
Who cares? We're adults.
Would you like to know my real feelings on it?
Yes.
And I feel it's unfair because I am down here and you are up there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no discussions regarding like doing the show when it comes to radio stations,
no.
television stations
You're right.
in D.C.
You're right.
There are never any, and we kind of do this question mark thing.
Oh.
And to be honest, that was really the fault of Don and myself because we set that table. You can get to work under any circumstance.
Sure,
you can. The bottom line is, and at a hard time, and whether it be 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, it doesn't matter. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, it really, you know, if you have the right vehicle, you can get to work.
But Mike, I guess to clarify, there was never a question about doing the show. It
right.
was just if we're going to allot some extra time to get to the program.
There was never the question about doing the show with you, Oscar.
Yes, because I can walk up because I built the studio.
What the
so
hell are you
home.
Doing? I asked for
I'm
1 hour.
Like Angie Goff, for example.
Well, that's a fine-looking example.
Does she say to her, you know, if I can make it in or if I can do it? That's just the
No,
the
you
question.
Know who says
and
that?
And it's not, we do a podcast, but I mean, this is the flexibility we have. Do you understand, though?
I understand.
I always think, I think we tend to, I was thinking
pussyfoot
about.
Pussyfoot around the situation.
I don't know, but I mean, it's not, it's a pot. Let's
always
be honest.
Use pussyfoot.
It's a radio program that
it
airs
is.
Every night in certain markets. And, it, you know.
It's do or die, Mike.
We should hear the
Sometimes
minute,
both.
Though, I mean, well, but also, but we allow ourselves flexibility on this in this incarnation because we are our broadcast company.
Mike, if there,
right, yes.
if there's a doctor's appointment, we have to flex for an early start. I think that's reasonable because that's
I, and
what
I
we
agree.
Built.
Right?
We've done it. We've done yes. it for you. We've done it for me. We've done it for Rob.
Does
you know,
it? Does it?
Right.
Does it murder us? I think it's the psychology of it all of that we even have to question what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to do a show. It just depends on when we're going to do it.
You're kind of echoing my point where I wish I didn't have to. I was waking up thinking about that, watching this forecast, and I was saying, well, we're in the broadcast business. We broadcast to radio stations. We broadcast online. And Al Roker's not, you know, having a discussion about, you know, what time will you be coming in tomorrow?
Right. Well, you know, I'd like to apologize then. I'd like
well,
to
I
apologize.
Know, I don't know whether it's your fault.
I'd like
I
to hear that apology.
I'm sorry that I would put you guys out for that instance of a, you know, of weather. And I just thought that maybe if we started an hour later, it might make it easier to adjust. But I'll be here. We'll be here. We'll do
no,
a show.
No,
we'll do
I,
it
no,
on time.
No, it's
thing.
Not about
I,
that.
I think this discussion has to be had. And I don't mind if the public.
And I think there's merit to this.
All right.
We're going to do a show tomorrow. All right.
Yes, of course.
But I don't want if you got into a fender bender on the way in, I would not feel good about that because there's something about controlling our own world. I don't know what I want to say.
I'll say
I really
for you, Mike.
What?
He doesn't want to hear it. He just wants to know that we will make it, whether it's rain, sleet, or snow.
I'll be here.
Just like the Postal Service.
Yes. The gloom of night.
Not the band, the U.S. Postal Service. Let me clarify.
There's a band called Postal Service?
Yes.
I didn't know this. See, live and learn.
All right. Well, that's
good. That's cutter music.
I'm glad we established that. That's terrific. Well, Rob, how was your birthday?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Those are the facts, Felix. You got to face it. You can't spend the rest of your life crying. It annoys people in the movies.
Look at this.
What's the matter?
It's cold. It's the air conditioning. Why do they always turn those things up so high? You know, I'll probably get the flu.
You want me to ask them for a blanket?
You got to be very careful with air conditioning. You know, Francis and I, we've got one in the bedroom. I never let her turn it on in the summer.
Oh, she must be crazy about that. What's the matter now?
I got this. My ears are filling up. I got this sinus condition. It's the change in temperature. I always get it from air conditioning.
Maybe it'll go away.
No, it's all part of my allergies. I get them in the summer.
Only in the summer?
And in the winter, too. I get them all year long. Allergic to foods. And pillows and curtains and perfumes. Can you imagine that? Allergic to perfumes? That used to drive Frances crazy. For a while, she couldn't wear anything except my aftershave lotion. I was impossible to live with.
Stop that, will you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. You create a pressure inside your head. It opens up the eustachian tube.
Did it open up?
I think I strained my throat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
You know what a weird thought I had, Rob, as I'm sitting there as you're playing that, and I'm thinking, what the hell did the other actors do when Jack Lemmon, in his day, came in for an audition? Why would they even get out of the car?
Why bother?
Why even bother?
Why bother? And also, how about the director of The Odd Couple, who was sat there and probably was invented on stage, and they said, you're going to need to make noises to clear your eustachian tubes. And he comes in with that? Unreal. Unreal. Well, much better than the TV Felix Unger clearing his sinuses. Much
Jody
better.
Randall.
Yeah.
That is The Odd Couple, Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, both the late great. And I watched a little of them over the weekend because they're just fun to watch on screen. We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you are here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOmaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lost My Name. Dirk Vastrick says, when I sent the Lost My Name book to Carla O'Mara, she really, really loved it, which she did. Kids always find great things in their Easter baskets. Chocolate bunnies, jelly beans, Peeps, the best.
Yes.
Imagine your kid's face when they find a book in their basket that's all about them. A book like my son has.
Yes.
A book like my wife has. Because one of our listeners, there's no reason why you can't do this book for an adult.
No.
You can do it as
special.
As a little, lovey-dovey offering, or you can do it as
it's
kind of a gag. But the fact is, it's for kids. Books from Lost My Name, that's exactly what they get, something that's all about them. And, hey, everybody, books don't cause cavities!
Nice.
It's easy to create the personalized Lost My Name book. I did it myself in minutes for my son. Each child's story is based on the letters of their name, so each story is 100% unique. I love it. They follow the letters of their name through the book to discover the story is all about them. The TMOS family, very excited about this product, and a lot of people have already purchased the Lost My Name books. It's absolutely fantastic. It's great for birthdays, baby showers, and a perfect addition to any Easter basket. Plus, Lost My Name also offers other one-of-a-kind personalized products that you can make in just minutes. Just go to lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, it's an unusual address, lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off, plus shipping is free worldwide. Order now in time for Easter. Visit lostmy.name, use the TMOS code, and do it today. And by the way, nothing changes. We're going to go with the plan we decided for the show. Just joking. Just kidding. Yes, Oscar
Mike,
Santana.
Speaking of plans, my mother is flying out to Boston Logan Airport today at 2:30 from Baltimore.
What time can Kathy pick her up?
That's in the window of problematic air travel.
Yes,
are you aware
yes.
of that?
It's the re-entry window, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you never know if those heat tiles are going to hold up.
Okay, no, great reference to the 1980 space shuttle liftoff. Heat tiles.
This is what I wanted to tell you. What I watched today, because I'm still curious, because I got my daughter out early last night from Florida, is that you're going to be entering the window of preparatory airline cancellations. What are you doing?
Can you believe
it? Why are you playing?
Because it's the holidays and people are going crazy here in D.C. Crazy.
Mike, what we have here in the district is a lot of pent-up energy. We have not had any snow events this year. Do you know that?
Yeah,
I think
right.
Loudoun County.
A lot of places haven't.
Loudoun County set aside 15 snow
There's
days.
There's a salt surplus.
They have Mike Big Salt is out of its mind. But they
That's
haven't.
That's why I just like to point
delay.
Out that
yeah.
if Loudoun County, Wade Byard will be having a margarita party on April 31st.
Yes.
It's probably not even.
Stop by Wade's house and suck the salt out of his mustache.
This is Wade Byard. the thing is, I'm wondering for your mom, have you taken a peek yet? Because that's going to be that departure going into Boston, even without the snow falling yet,
yeah.
might be a problema.
Well, the real problem
Thank
is...
Thank you, Mike. International.
Mike, it's her...
Oh, no bueno el plano.
Native tongue.
It's her transportacion, which is transportation for those of you not in the know.
And she's going up to visit family.
No,
I remember traveling.
Is to get to the airport.
To get aboard the Avion.
Yes. Avion. Great tequila.
So are you the travel guru on this end? Are you going to be handling
In the past,
travel?
I would drive them. Like a Sherpa, Mike. I would take.
Is it both
of
them, mom and dad, that are going up there?
My dad's in Bolivia. You know he's punted for the rest of the year. He'll be back sometime.
There'll be no snow in Bolivia today.
He'll be back sometime.
Well, he got a dog down there, so I think it's going to be a little longer than usual.
He got a dog?
Yes.
Like some sort of Bolivian
he
dog?
He found an alley dog and then sent us pictures on WhatsApp, because that's what foreigners do, and he said, look, it's my new dog. We're like, oh. It's your new family's dog, you mean.
Look at this. Viva la rescue dog. Perro, perro.
Bolivian setter, I believe.
A Bolivian setter.
So my mom is on the grandchildren world tour, as she should be.
All right.
And the one issue, and I was there yesterday fixing the garage, rearranging things for her. I was being the indentured servant I am in the afternoon. So I took care of that. I felt like I was
You're
a good son.
Son. You're
yeah,
a good
but you
son.
Know, an indentured servant actually has the opportunity to ultimately buy his freedom. This will never happened to you.
By the way,
you're a
by the
slave.
Way, both guys I work with, and yeah. one of the great joys I have, both guys I work with are good sons, and that means the world to me. I like that. I like the I like guys that take care of their family. And
I did
both
a favor
you guys do that.
For my mother this weekend that almost resulted in me yelling at my mother.
what could that be?
Well, let Oscar finish because it's worthy of a story, but it's she. It's like she used a slide rule to engineer the hardest possible task to be done.
Okay, oh, I want to hear. All right, we'll get to that in a second.
Well, I feel your pain because after I did what was on her list, I would say 20 different items. I did 17 of them because, God forbid, I get back to my house, right?
17 for 20 is a passing grade anywhere you go.
Well, another three.
85%.
The other three simply needed parts. I didn't have the parts to do certain things, and I said, Mom, I'll have to order these. I'll do these next weekend.
What kind of work? You were working on her garage?
Something, their garage door wasn't closing all the way, and my mom...
Was it getting stuck on a printer?
No. It was the actual garage and the chain that takes it down, the setting on the garage to stop the garage from actually hitting the floor
yes.
was off, so I got up on a ladder, and I took some things apart and put them back together. I finally fixed it, right? It took longer than usual, but I found a YouTube video that showed me how to do it.
Hey, there's nothing I like better than
I love
YouTube.
It.
Right?
I swear to God, YouTube is the gold standard.
And what you can do, you can figure, if you find a video on YouTube that shows a process that takes, say, maybe 3 minutes, all you have to do is multiply it by 6 hours.
True.
Well, the problem with YouTube videos are the douches that like to hear their own voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, if I want to see how to get battery acid off a golf cart battery, I don't need background music from AC/DC. Yes. Okay, thank you.
AC/DC?
I really don't see
That's
it.
Pretty
I
funny, know. Though.
That probably wasn't that. I just made that one up. Just doing some stuff. Thank you very much.
So, I speaking of Back in Black,
yeah.
I'm putting together basically a list of things that I need my mom to have before she leaves for a trip, right?
Sure.
I ask her if she's got her boarding pass printed. I print that boarding pass off. I ask her if she has her bags ready, good to go. I actually...
God, in this climate, Oscar, you never know when she's going to be like put in a holding cell.
Right? Yeah, no, you know, exactly.
I'm like, fingers crossed.
Do you have your papers? Do you have your papers in order? Bring them all. And
all she has is a picture of a man with a dog.
Horrible. Isn't that really horrible?
It's weird.
When you really
it's
think
really
about
weird. Mm-hmm. Really
people
weird.
People that have come over to this country, been here their whole lives, now have to freak about that.
Yeah,
I said,
crap.
Don't forget your hijab. And then she packs it just in case. And she says the guy who gets pulled over to the side of TSA, regardless of the political climate, because I look racially ambiguous, because people don't know what I am, and they like to ask me if I'm from Australia, which I clearly don't look like I'm from Australia.
And it's not just your ethnicity. You also kind of look like an a-hole.
Yes.
So there's
the beard doesn't help either.
No, it doesn't.
So I say to my mom, you're all set. She says, I know you can't take me into the airport, which I frankly can't, because we have the AC guys working at the house, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I have to go
over.
So
you gotta like my sister, you gotta keep the wheels moving on the car.
Yes.
Actually, my sister will tell me when I fly to see her, you know, and say, do you need to be picked up at the airport? No, Kathy, we'll be fine.
She needs to go at noon, and the AC guys are getting
there. Are you planning on coming by the house while you're in town? Because I really can't get you. Maybe you just want to get
somebody down here. I think you guys know. I may have greeted you guys at the
airport. You are the best host when it comes to airports.
You love your airport.
I love our airport, and I love going to our airport, and it's easy, so I do it.
So she realizes that that's the case. But she also knows that if I can't take her to the airport, and it's usually me, and my sister and brother are pretty good about taking my mom to the airport as well, but sometimes you just can't because of the flight she chooses at 7 a.m. or something happens, right?
Aeropuerta.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
She says, I need Uber. And I said,
Uber?
I said, you mean Uber, Mom? She goes, yes, El Uber. And I said, okay, I'll get you the Uber. Just
you got to get her a lift.
Yeah,
but no. But the only issue with that is that she calls everything Uber. Everything.
Oh, for her, that's like Kleenex.
Yeah, that is
so
Kleenex.
So you get her a lift and you call it by the
yes,
company.
Yes, but she only calls it that because that's all. That's the only thing she knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can call it a lift. Then she thinks she needs another 10 things done for her. It's going
to
confuse her.
So is she lifting to the airport today?
Yes, but she wants a premium car. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what she cares about. She wants a premium car. My sister chintzed out one time, got her a horrible car, and she hasn't stopped talking about it. So she needs an SUV or something larger, right?
Right.
Oh, and I said, God. Mom, you're a dainty little woman. You've got one suitcase. What's the story? She called me this morning to remind me that she needs a premium car, and then I said, okay, that's fine. I can take care of it. And what the beautiful thing about Lyft, I call 5 minutes beforehand, and there's some awesome dude driving around Olney, and he picks her up and takes her. Right?
So she is, she likes this, and you will not be ferrying her to the airport yourself.
No, and it's great for me because I love my mom so much. I'm willing to find a stranger to drive her safely to the airport, right? Right. And I said to her,
which one is she flying out of? Ronaldo Reagan or
BWI?
Juan Foster Dulles.
Yes. BW, I think it's Thurgood Marcial.
That's it. Yes. Thur Bueno is his name.
Thur Bueno Marcial.
Yeah. He's a great soccer player back in his day. That's the airport my mom's going to go to. And what's wonderful about my mom is that she says that she's the every woman, but she's not. She claims to be, but she's not. And I know when she's going to call. She called me at 9:30. She'll call me again at 11:30, realizing that I could be on the air. Who knows?
Right.
And say, what time you calling the Lyft? What time you calling Lyft? She'll call Uber, and full disclosure, but she'll ask me when the car is coming. And Mike, I will have to watch her on the cameras as the gentleman picks her up, because she will call me as soon as she gets in the car and let me know that she is now on her ride to the airport.
Excellent.
And you would think my mom is 95 years old with all this contact, maybe 100. No, she's 67, and she's a pain in my ass.
Oh, she's entitled, Oscar.
Yes.
She's entitled. That's what she is.
She's asking me, how come I can't look at my bank account? I said, Mom, we don't have you by shackles. The computer's right there.
You've treated her too well. You've created a Frankenstein monster.
Then I asked her I said, what about your computer classes you're going to every Wednesday?
Oh, at the library.
She goes, how am I going to be able to go into my computer classes if I have to take care of all my grandchildren? The woman's out of control, and someone needs a pep talk.
Well, you better keep your eye on that flight today. We'll see what happens. We got another guy with a mother, and a mother, and we'll find out all about
it's motherly
that.
Mondays.
Rob's birthday weekend was this past weekend. Lots of fun. We'll take a break. You are listening to the pre-Blizzard Mike O'Mara Show.
When I look back, boy, must have been
cake.
and Cookies, Rob and Katie.
Okay, so we've got Savannah Now, which is daily local newspaper with news, sports, business guide, tourism, and travel information for Savannah, Chatham, Bryan, Effingham, and Liberty counties.
Effingham, that's not short for Fingham, is it?
It's not.
Okay.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Sexual tension.
When we have our business meetings on the Mike Gomera Show, everybody takes a trip to 1010 Effingham Lane. Welcome back to the Mike Gomera Show. If you're a small business owner, you've got to know about it. It's Vistaprint. We love them. They are all about supporting small business owners, and the deal is still there for you. 500 business cards, $9.99. All you do is enter the code TMOS. Rob's got one in his hand right now.
You don't have to be like just a standard business. Check this out. There's a band called Fate Awaits, and they're a rock band with a twist. They're a... Their website.
Well, that's a business. That's a business.
I guess it is. Fate Awaits Band 2016 at gmail.com. But look what they've done. They've taken their own image of their guitarist and done like a reverse print and done their own custom layout on the card.
Oh, that is cool.
It's beautiful.
That is very cool.
And so when they gig, all they have to do is hand out cards. So attaboy, Fate Awaits. Love it.
I have an idea, and I'm going to throw this out. Let me get through the Vistaprint, and then I'm going to tell you about my Vistaprint idea when
okay,
we come back.
Please.
I think this might be a little fun. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for $9.99. Enter the promo code TMOS. We've all made them at Vistaprint. We love them. Easy to make your own design or use an awesome template. 100% user-friendly, totally customizable, front and back. Upgrade the card, add a fancy finish, even raise print. The best customer service. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, Vistaprint.com, use TMOS, and order today. This is a great deal. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Here's something I want our listeners to try. We're going to start with Rob Spiewak, since he's the one that collects the cards.
Yes.
I think you know Rob. You know how we talk about Rob. You know the hard time we give Rob.
The Rob
and everybody
mob.
Else on the show. The Rob Mob. Let's come up with some business cards for Rob Spiewak.
Maybe
with slogans, maybe with anything you want to do, but send it along to Rob Spiewak, and you can send it to P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2007, and send Rob one. Get a Vistaprint card.
I would love it.
Send him a President of the Rob Mob card.
And it's more of an emperor. I think it's an emperor. It's not a president.
It'd be great. Your chance to look
dynasty.
Professional. And something that you would think describes what Rob does. You know, I remember my father, way back in the day, had a printer as a buddy, and he created some notepads for my father's desk. And it was just little notes, and my father loved this one particular joke one that Saul Weber, and I forgot the name of the printing company, but he was a dear friend of my father's, and he said, from the palatial desk of William F. O'Mara, William J. O'Mara, head cheese.
That's
head
so,
cheese.
That is so 1960s.
It
that is
beautiful.
Like Mad Men. That's beautiful.
And
that.
My printers dad had several have the best of those shtick. Prints.
What's your title? I'm the head cheese.
Head cheese from the palatial desk of William J. O'Mara, head cheese.
That's Can great. Love it.
I don't think my dad ever sent any business memos out. But anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, you did some help for your mom. Both you boys helping your mommies over the weekend.
What happened is, I should say this about the birthday weekend. I had to postpone my big Chinese food dinner because the other couple that we were going to go out with, she blew her knee out skiing.
Haiti?
Haiti blew her knee out skiing.
Man.
And got in for surgery on Friday.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, so she's in a recovery mode right now. So as soon as Carrie found that out, she said, well, screw that. I'm going to work. And so she did 4 hours, and Robert and I stayed home and ate chili dogs. So it was,
she had no birthday weekend.
But you know what?
Birthday on the show and there no was, birthday weekend.
There was one great thing.
I got him those gag gifts, but that wasn't real birthday.
But what was great is that Julia, you know, she's been going to this camp for 10 years now, and she's training to be a counselor at the camp. This summer, she will actually, 1 year from today, she will be a full-fledged
counselor.
That's
for kids and families with cancer,
it's,
right?
It's called Brass Camp, Brothers and Sisters of Survivors.
Beautiful organization.
And it's through a special love, and she's training now to be a counselor, which is so cool because it's not anything we pushed her towards. She chose to do it. And Friday night and then Sunday for pickup, got the family in the car and actually made the drive out to Front Royal to do the drop-off. And it was one of those rare instances where it was like a very nice family trip. Everybody talking, not a lot of screen time, a lot of laughing. It was cool. And you know what?
Good.
For a birthday, I'll take it. Not bad.
Right.
However, One of the things that I always get on my birthday is my mom makes me a cake.
Aww.
Same cake she's made since I was a kid. Chocolate cake with white icing.
With a file inside?
With
a chocolate cake with white icing?
Yeah, like a buttercream icing. That's
speaks
my favorite.
Speaks volumes to me. Speaks volumes to me about you as an
really?
Individual. Yeah, just think about it. I mean, you're covering up the black.
Yeah.
Wow, you're going to make it racial?
Yeah. No.
Dark chocolate cake. With a, he wants to, secretly, he wants to be a man who is an African American man, but he's so afraid of his inner feelings that I know I'm over him.
Mike's wow. gentrified.
Devil's food, I Mike. The food of the devil.
I didn't see race in that analogy.
No, what he saw was butter.
Think about it. Think of a lily, some delicious black cake covered with white icing.
See, the symbolism I thought was that she was covering for his lost childhood. And here is the cake, which is, you know, innocent and lily white on the outside, but his broken home on the inside, which is dark and soulless.
You're both
like even more.
If you don't want to make it racial. You could make it just a, you know, I like your psychological profile.
You're both right.
I was just fooling around.
Actually,
folks. Thank you.
Yeah. But there is a third aspect.
I didn't know that's
that
your
missed.
Favorite kind of cake, like a dark devil's food cake, like chocolate devil's food cake with white icing.
I believe
with
we even had we had a tear on our wedding cake that was that, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, it is my favorite. But my mom calls me on Friday and she says, I'm a good mom, right?
Aww.
And I said, well, of course, you're the best mom. You're my
Sharon's
mom.
Sharon's a sweetheart. Wonderful
and she said, because I need a favor. And I said, oh, okay, what is it? And she said, because normally.
That's a setup that would make me take a step
I was hesitant because normally she would just say, I need you to do this, and I would do it. Yeah. But this had a
gravitas.
It had a preamble.
An ominous tone to it.
She said, and you can come over and pick up your cake on Saturday, and your birthday cake will be here. But
it's your birthday.
I bought a rug. I said, great, good for you and your rug. She says, I need the rug to go under my bed.
Oh,
and
it's easy.
Well, yeah, so I thought. And she said, and you know, it needs to stick out a little bit so the cedar chest can be on it too. I said, fine, I'll come. I'll bring Robert. We'll be fine.
You're putting a throw rug down in a bedroom.
So we get there, and the rug is not necessarily a throw rug as much as it is a 10-by-8-foot rug.
Oh,
which is
okay. That might be a two personer.
And
might be a two personer.
What it is, it's got a certain amount of heft to it, and it's not
quality,
in the bedroom.
Mike, quality.
It's just laying in the living room. Wrapped up in cellophane. And I said, okay, let's do this. And so Robert and I...
Was it one of these kind of rugs?
No, it was not. It was
it the barn or...
It looked more like a lattice sort of pattern on it. It was red.
Like a Berber?
It was like a, you know, like a crosshatch almost.
Let me look.
It was a...
Straw rug?
No, it was wool. It was like a wool plush rug, like almost like wall-to-wall carpeting would be. It felt...
Oh, you're talking about the pattern on it.
Yeah, yeah. It felt...
Oh, a beautiful lattice.
Yeah, it felt like... an Asian rug, but it was not an Asian.
It was heavy.
It was very heavy. My mom kept saying, feel how plush it is. I said, yeah, it really is plush. 400 pounds of plush.
What? Was it upstairs?
No, it was. It just had to be carried down the hallway to her bedroom. But the problem was this.
Does she have a split level?
She does.
Rambler.
No, that's not a rambler. It's got a basement and
no,
an upstairs.
No, I was calling you a rambler.
Oh, I see.
She lives on the main level?
Great save. Oscar, you did great. Nice job. She does live on the main level.
Is this your childhood home?
No. This is actually a community in Ashburn that caters to the 50-plus set.
Oh, she lives in one of the 55 and over communities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, all right. So, okay, we got those down here. I don't know why.
Know your audience. So I carried the rug in, and here's the deal. She had it measured out that she wanted about 20 inches of rug in front of the bed so that the cedar chest that she says at the foot of her bed could be on the rug. But the big player here is that she has, and a little round of applause for my mother, recently purchased a Sleep Number bed.
Woo!
And put the show's name on the card and everything,
woo!
Which is great. But you know, the Sleep Number bed, Mike, on a solid wood frame is heavy. Very heavy.
It's heavy. Uh-huh.
And so I need to stand to do this. What happened is I thought we could just roll out the rug, pick up the bed, and then slide the rug under.
That almost sounds like you'd be doing a Broadway song. Roll out the rug,
pick up the bed,
have a great time with everybody.
Do it all over again. And then so we moved the cedar chest out of the way. But because the rug had to have 20 inches or so in front of the bed, to pick the bed up, I had to reach over like 20 inches. And there is no possible way to not lift with your back to do that.
Oh, no. Mm. Why wouldn't you just move the cedar chest?
We did move the cedar chest, but I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand right on the bed because the rug had to slide.
Oh, I've done this before. You're right. That's when you pull out your back.
Right. And so I picked it up and it maybe moved like an eighth of an inch and I stopped. And she said, "What's the problem?" And Robert is just standing, you know, with his hands in his pockets being 13 like, and 14.
"Dad, what's taking so long?"
And she said, "What's the matter?" I said, "This Sleep Number bed is heavy."
Quality.
She said, "It's very heavy."
It's
I said, "Do you know, it's not common for me to really put my oomph into something to move and
wait
it doesn't
the
move.
The Sleep Number bed is not that heavy.
But the bed on the solid wood frame is heavy.
And heavy for Rob is different for heavy for other people.
No, I believe I'm a pretty
hefty
guy.
Get out of his own way without maligning an advertiser. You know, the Sleep Number bed on its metal frame.
But they have. But what I'm saying is
It's the bed frame that's heavy.
Right. And the whole establishing piece is heavy. And
right.
I put, because it is right. a solid wood headboard, solid wood footboard, solid wood rails. And so
let me ask this question. When the Sleep Number people installed the bed,
right.
which they do.
Yes.
Did they attach it to the wooden frame?
Great question.
I wasn't there for install, but it looked to me like it just nestled in the frame they already had.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, they have a
match. That's probably what they do.
That's pretty cool.
They have a furniture set. You
got
know,
it, got it, got
dresser,
it.
Dresser, nightstand, everything.
Mine is basically, I've got a headboard and then my Sleep Number bed with the frame that's on the sleep.
See, the headboard is probably the way to go. And I didn't mean to say that the bed
did
itself was heavy.
Did she get the adjustable? Did she get the one that raises up and raises down?
I believe they did, yeah.
That's
premium. They went the whole
premium.
Way.
One day,
so
sure.
I put a...
Queen or a king?
I'll be there with you.
It looked to be queen to me.
Okay.
Good. I went to put, you know, the oomph to move it, and it didn't move.
I feel like giving Oscars light right now.
And so I say this bed frame is going to be a problem because I can't lift it using my knees. And if I use my
One quick question.
Go ahead.
What is your son doing during all this?
Whistling. Just standing there being 14.
Well, why didn't you get his ass over there to help?
Because he was going to be the one that actually had to move the rug under.
He shimmies the rug.
Yeah. Right. It's actually a three-person job.
I actually did the same thing. Mind you, I have I don't have the quality bed you guys have.
Right.
And I also don't have the square footage for the rug I have underneath my bed. Right.
Sure.
But it is.
He used a bath mat, Mike.
It is.
No, he put the rug down. It's just like, you know, it crawls halfway up the wall under the window.
It is.
Kind of folds up on either end.
Curtains.
Kind of like a burrito. You know, it just kind of goes up the whole.
It's difficult. It is difficult as a one-man job.
Almost impossible,
right?
As a one-man job.
As a two-man job, it's a little easier, but also dangerous because you are, someone essentially has to have the strength to hold whatever bed is there up, right?
Right.
And when you're rolling out this rug, you can't. So the idea would be that you can bunch up the rug, stand on top of it, and then it could be pulled under. It can't, because you have to be actually standing on a part of the rug that has some sort that's already been placed.
If you're not, you can't move a rug that you're standing on.
Yes.
This is other issue.
Hold on, it's on a hardwood surface.
It is, but you can't be standing on the rug and then slide
it. So the best way to do this would be to just lift up the bed a little bit and have your mom.
And Robert.
Your son pull both ends of it and just put it
and shimmy it under.
But the problem was is that it was very, very difficult to do it. We got like it under maybe a foot.
Yeah.
And I heard my back going, nope, nope,
right.
nope. And I said,
you're literally leaning over are you leaning over the chest?
Yeah. Well, the chest has been moved, but the carpet has to have 20 inches.
Oh, so your feet have to be on the outside of the carpet
I have to let the carpet pass. It's like I said, she designed a problem for me.
Right. It's a three-person job.
They move it like maybe 18 inches, and I say, we're stopping.
Best way to do it. Hey, I got a question for you. On either side of the bed, the width side,
yes.
Was there the same amount of carpet?
Yes, that had to be moved, so there was like two
and
a half feet.
So that's hard. That's hard with four people.
Yeah, so what happened is we stopped and we looked at it, and I said, what is
the solution to do that?
Well, the solution came in the form of, first of all, I said, let me see the jack you have for your car.
Yes!
And it wasn't right. It couldn't be done. I had a jack at home that could have done it, But I said, no.
Yeah, but the fact that you thought of the jack for the car, like, I am beaming with pride.
And I got very close to driving home and getting my jack.
But the jack, how is the jack going to do it?
Because
you get
what I did is I sort of backwards a jack. I went, got up next to the bed, lifted it, and had Robert stack books.
Yes.
About two-thirds of the
way
up.
Over here.
And so we had maybe...
So were the books on the hardwood and not on the carpet?
Books were far enough back that they wouldn't touch the carpet. They were like
but
maybe...
But they still kept the bed elevated so you could slide
it. And all we needed to
genius.
Do was... All we had to do was keep it above of ground about, you know, maybe 2 inches.
Just
and
pop
then
a wheelie.
Got it under. And then after about, I would say, 17 or 18 minutes of my
we're
mom
good
saying...
We're good to go here, Sharon. It's oh, Jesus.
There goes the Encyclopedia Britannica.
So we got it, and my mom just kept saying, is it straight? Is it even? Is it straight? I said, can we rely on the fact that your hardwood floors are straight? Well, of course. I said, then line it up against the floor. And so we get it.
You didn't yell at your mother.
No, I kept it under control because she's my mother, and you do for your mother. And we got
my
it straight.
My kids yelled at me a lot this weekend, so that's why I asked that.
And I had the wherewithal, Oscar, to bring a tape measure.
Oh, good
so
man.
So we measured and made sure everything
very
was
impressive.
Right. Lowered the books off, took the books off, lowered the bed down, put the cedar chest back, and I was... A mixture of emotions. I was happy that it was done, but I was pissed that it was that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I was happy that I figured out how to do it. And at that moment, her husband, Dave, who's been going through some health issues and has a bad back to start with, comes by. He wouldn't have been able to even get down to move the rug, much less lift anything.
Sure, right. He's been sick.
And he says, Rob, I just want to say that looks great. Thank you so much for helping your mother. I said, you're welcome. That job really, really sucked.
Like a teenager. He lashed out. He lashed out at the poor man
I
who
did.
Want to help.
And we left in a flurry
of tears.
How
did it look at the end? Did it look good?
Fantastic. I hate to admit how great it looked. It was
there
almost worth it.
Why do rugs weigh so much? I know this is a dumb question. Is it the
because
density of the material?
Because they're made out of space-age polymers. That's the reason I can give you. Now that I'm glad we got that.
It's like dead bodies are in there.
It's wonderful stuff. And, who
and I got
like
my cake. It was delicious.
That's it. Well, you had to have some fun on your birthday.
Yeah, what it is she has a name for the recipe, Mike. It's called a hatred tort.
Hey, I want to talk TV when we come back at the Mike O'Reilly Show. Do you remember when it first died, September? Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Reilly Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomereshow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. He's so emotional.
Yeah. Fragile, delicate flower.
Here's the bottom line. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. Isn't that something that would interest you?
Mm-hmm.
Stamps.com lets you mail anything using just your computer and printer, and then your mailman or woman comes and picks it up. Avoid the hassle of the post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. You can create your Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Click it, print, and mail. Then you're done. Convenient, easy, reliable. It's flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that will automatically calculate exact postage if you got something that you need to weigh. We have used Stamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it's easy, convenient, and it saves money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And we thank you.
Yay, Stamps.
Thank you.
I want to talk TV. A lot of people have been recommending this show to me. Oscar was talking about it before the show, and it's called This Is Us. Seems to be one of the hot shows of the season, and really, really unique, really fascinating subject matter. And I just want to say thank you to all the people that gave me that thumbs up recommendation because I'm enjoying it. I started the binge last night. I think we knocked the pilot and two episodes out.
Oh,
and
man.
We'll probably binge the rest this week.
You've got a roller coaster ride.
Carrie has watched a couple. And I've got maybe seven in the DVR, yeah. but I haven't watched it yet.
I've watched every episode. It's must-see TV for
How
Shannon
hot is
and
it?
I.
Is it?
It's on fire, Mike.
If I would say
is
for
it,
network,
is it Stranger
it's probably
Things
got,
hot.
It would be if there were emojis for flames on any text message. That's what it would be, and
it's
on fire.
Hot.
Yes.
Yeah. As far as a network show, it's probably the biggest one this year.
Ratings
huge.
Number one show. Number one
is
show.
It the number one show?
Yes.
It really is fascinating. I mean, and I love when they have no-name actors that we haven't seen before that are just amazing. And really, it's cool. I love originality, and that's the best. That's the most original thing I've seen in a long time out there. And
lots of tears.
Is it a little
tear
overly sappy?
Jerker.
It might be a little overly sappy, but then they explain it at least early on in the show. So I'm all in. I think it's fantastic, and I don't know what direction it's going
to go. Oh,
there
are some twists and turns coming your way, Mike.
Oh, I love the
twist.
Even at the very beginning, a little twisty,
yeah.
And that's kind of cool too.
And
I
it's
like
a,
that,
the
so.
Way it's written. And look, we're not giving much away. And if you haven't seen it,
it's been on for a year.
Yeah,
catch up.
You've had some time. And I'm not going to spoil anything for you, Mike, out of respect.
Please, don't
simply,
spoil. No
this
spoiler
be fair.
Alerts, please.
But this is one of these shows that when you first get into, you think you already have it mapped out because as far as storyline and the general landscape of network television, it's kind of, you pretty much can tell. Like when I watch Quantico, okay, I didn't see the FBI turning into the CIA situation, but I saw most of the drama coming on Quantico,
sure.
right?
Even
yeah,
a good show like Designated Survivor,
yeah, same
you
thing.
Can see it happening yeah, right
you
before
see
your
what's
very
coming.
Eyes.
He you can't, can see. Although I will tell you, during the pilot, I did predict the outcome within the first 10 minutes.
Really?
Yes, at the pilot of This Is Us, I did predict what was going to happen at the end of the show. And Carla was pretty impressed. Because Carla normally does that. She
likes to look into it, yeah.
Absolutely.
I didn't predict it. And then as the season went on, I was waiting for a real dud of an episode. And maybe it's because I don't have that much to compare it against. I watched The Mick, which makes me laugh. That has no substance.
That is
and then,
really the...
Have you watched Legion? Has anybody watched
have not
Legion?
Watched
Love
Legion
it.
Yet.
No. Absolutely.
Patton was raving about that one. Pony, you've watched Legion?
Yes, Legion is fantastic. It is super original comic book movie series technically, but it's unlike any like Marvel superhero thing you've ever
seen.
And
it's kind of like about mutants, but with a really dark and scary take, right?
It has mutants in it, but it's really...
Do you relate to mutants?
Yes.
Okay.
The first three or four episodes have really just been more about this guy's paranoid, like schizophrenia, and just like going bat-ass crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually him like having powers and manipulating things.
Ah,
cool.
Which character?
So
do
would
you
give it? How many ponies would you give it?
I give it five ponies.
Five ponies.
Out of
five?
Wow!
Out of
absolutely
five?
Killing
Whoa.
It.
Now, so that's this
I'll
is
write that
us
down.
And
Legion.
We're giving you some TV recommendations.
Have you seen
today.
Feud at all? Their second episode aired last night. I have not seen
you
episode
know what?
Two.
I love Steve Harvey. I think he does.
No.
not the
you
Family Feud.
Silly. The show about the making of whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
because the last one
good.
You recommended for me
was, Bates
the
Motel,
Santa,
and you hated.
Santa Clarita Diet was your second recommendation.
Oh, that's a great show,
and it's disgusting,
isn't it? Though
I tried
it's
to get into
foul.
It, which it didn't
it
work
sucks.
Out for us.
So surprising.
What do you like about that?
The fun. Oh, it's
like?
So funny.
Makes me judge Rob a little more.
It's not. It's
it is.
Gross.
How much did you give it? How long did you give it? How many episodes?
Like I didn't give it an episode.
You see? Well, there you go. You need
I
to
gave
sort
it like
of
a, I gave
invest
it like
in
one,
the character.
One full. Carla came to me and said, give it a little bit more, and we watched the full episode, and it was like, yuck.
Well, see, I had no idea, and I'll just say there is one of the greatest puke scenes.
By the way, Drew Barrymore, you know, I know you're still on camera. You might as well be camera ready a couple of times.
Well, maybe she's
no,
playing the character.
Is,
how dare you?
How dare you, Mike?
Sorry.
There it is.
There it is. There's my first misogyny alarm.
But there is another show that I happened on just because we had Dude Walker on, and I am still all into The High Court with Doug Benson.
Is it good?
Oh, it is funny. And here's
that.
The beauty of it. Every episode, only 14 minutes long.
Ooh, so, I like that.
So
that's a quick hit and run.
It's one case, and if you doubt for a second, they're getting high. They are so high! And it is... I don't know that I'd watch it for an hour, but 14 minutes where you actually watch the second half of him, and there's a guest bailiff every week.
Well, so it's the high court. It's for all the stoners. That's why it's short for the short attention span.
He comes out, and his eyes.
Or can you really concentrate when you're high? Can you really just sit there and stare at something for 45 minutes? Ashley's shaking her head.
Ashley
thanks,
is shaking
thanks
her
for
head.
The update. My legion of pothead interns are weighing in. It's awesome. Thank you so much.
But there are just times when the guy will do his, like, entire, the plaintiff will lay out the entire case, and the judge, who's Doug Benson, is just going to say, "What is with your name?"
Well,
that
sold.
Is funny. Right.
That is a funny show, TiVo. That's
there's
excellent.
A right. show on Netflix called Flaked with Will Arnett, and it chronicles a self-help guru that has
He's a funny man. Like,
that's an alcoholic, or recovering alcoholic. He's in recovery. And
oh my God, are we running like turbo?
Are we?
No, we're good. We'll break
are
in four
okay?
minutes. Yeah.
All right. Just check.
Daylight savings, Mike. Daylight savings.
It's almost like we sprung an hour ahead.
So what he
totally
does?
Totally lost my place.
Well, we're fine.
What he essentially does is he lives in Venice and he's the unofficial mayor of Venice, but he's on a bike because he can't get a car because he's got
Venice, California.
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you for clarifying.
Just want to make sure.
No,
hold on a second. The next break at number 5657 of the show, I normally come back and that's my news break, right?
Right.
Yeah. And why do I have three spots left?
You don't.
I don't.
We've done three spots.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look what I picked up. Mm. Sorry. It's a blank piece of paper. Mm. Terrible. That's all I was basing it on, fellas. Thank you very much.
You're fine.
No problem at all. Thank
Speaking
you.
Of Flaked.
Go ahead, so. Oscar. I'm sorry.
He's a guy who lives in Venice.
Spring forward, everybody. Yeah. Spring forward.
So it's fun because it's you've kind of seen these redemption stories.
Sure.
But it just the cocktail of Venice Beach, recovering alcoholics, hot girlfriends, hot ex-wives, just California
general
scenery.
And what is this
scenery.
Show again? What is this one?
It's called Flaked on Netflix.
Flaked on Netflix. I love the Netflix shows.
They're really great. And you
Will Arnett is a solid actor, as we've talked about in the past.
And you brought up the Mick. Show.
Will Arnett is always funny. Yeah, he makes me laugh all the time. Was he the Lego Batman?
Yes.
And best. Probably found most of his fame on Arrested Development. As Brother Joe.
So the show Mick on Fox is solid.
I watched
as well.
The Mick, yeah. And that is really, that is like cotton candy. There is no substance.
Yeah.
But it is so blazingly inappropriate.
A train wreck of just, whether it's the nanny or it's the little boy.
When the nanny got the car keyed.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Mike,
well,
you'll
let me
love
recap
that.
Here because we got a lot of stuff there. So we've got High Court, This Is Us, Flaked, and Legion. Those are the
cool.
Those are the
And
ones
the Mick
that
with
right.
an
the
asterisk.
Mick.
If you
what
really,
is it? The Mick?
The Mick.
Yeah, The Mick.
On Fox.
And you can put a dozen asterisks next to the feud. I really think you would like it based on the performances of Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford is just great.
And which one is that? American Horror Story?
That's the American Horror Story episode called The Feud. And it's a mini. I think the second
episode
dropped.
That's Joan Crawford and Betty Davis,
yeah,
right?
It's pretty fabulous. Yeah.
And the other one I'm watching, to be honest, reality TV, I'm watching every like Locked Up episode I've ever seen on MSNBC.
Is it the Locked Up Abroad?
No, this is Locked Up, talked about. This is
different
one of the California institutions where maximum security prison, where they have all access. I mean, all access to the prison fights and how they are treated. And let me just say, I'm not making any bold statement by saying avoid these institutions. But as horrible as we think in our minds they are, and when you really look at their day-to-day existence, and they do a lot of talk. The episode I was watching called Prison Politics, which are basically the politics of race. And
right.
when you've got somebody going in to an organization and they're out on the yard and there are literally areas that they cannot cross, not be in, just they can't walk across from point A to point B because of the politics. They're called prison politics and what it is, and it's horrible. It's really
God, it's
horrifying.
Like working at WNEW again.
We have to lock down a certain hallway. There you go. It's the politics of race where you have to basically mingle with your own. Not basically. You have to mingle with your own race in order to survive. And the politics also, for example, one guy knifed a guy to death because this guy was tasked with beating up a child, with stabbing a child molester, and chose instead to beat the child molester up. And because he didn't go far enough, he was targeted for a stabbing.
Wow.
That's how effed up the world of prison. So let me recap this, okay?
Right.
Child molester gets targeted in prison. One of the gangs, one of the organizations says, we want you to stab this guy. The guy that gets tasked with that stabbing decides he's going to beat him up instead. And because he didn't go all the way with it, he gets stabbed. That's how effed up prison is right now.
Wow.
Just kind of weird when you're thinking about the life in there and what those guys and those guards. God, there's a guard like 19 years old that is having an altercation with this prisoner that had to be 9 feet tall. It was very scary.
I fear for my own life in my house because you know how when you turn the TV on, it'll be on the channel that was on when it was turned off, right?
Yeah.
All of the TVs in my house are always tuned to the ID channel, which are all NBC shows about how a husband gets killed. That's all that Robert and Carrie and Julia watch. So
they watch all the like the Datelines.
Yeah.
And all
so,
that
Mike,
crap?
If I don't show up tomorrow, it might not be the snow.
Oh my!
They might actually murder me. Yeah. So I said, "Does anyone in this house watch a sitcom anymore? Please."
It was Ron's chocolate birthday, something that he really, really enjoyed. But Carrie and Sharon had another agenda.
Hey, you want a treat, Mike? Go on YouTube and Google Keith Morrison OMG. There is like a 7-hour loop of just Keith Morrison going, O-M-G.
Everyone thought the daughter was just gifted.
Gifted with a knife.
because Julia wasn't really just going to get her hair colored again. She was going to buy rat poison.
So, yeah.
For her dad. Yeah. O-M-G.
O-M-G.
So there's
any
that.
Consolation, my wife watches those shows all the time, too. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we should block her from talking to Carrie.
I know. We will take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. This is The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's that time of year when a young man's fancy turns to
Facts of the Hardwood.
That young man is
in the know.
Nikki Diamond.
Yeah, baby!
The Baron of Bracketology is back.
I don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
Brought to you by Pawn World, where they will treat you like a king. And by Mom's Diner, where the food is so good, you'll think we stole your mama.
Get your brackets ready because we're going to light them up.
Bring your A game and listen.
You can't lose.
Only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing, Merle?
Mike, I love when he says you can't lose.
Nikki Diamond will be on the Mike O'Mara Show this week. I can't believe we're promoting him and we're that excited. He will be on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, and I spoke to him. He's looking forward to speaking to us. He says he misses us.
Oh, very good. Nikki Diamond on the show on Wednesday. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Policy Genius, everybody. 35 million U.S. families have no life insurance. Zero. That's 30% of U.S. households. The reason most Americans think life insurance costs 2 to 3 times more than it actually does. That's why you need PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius easily compares all the top-rated life insurance companies to give you the best options, plus a licensed customer service team to help you along the way. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offerings like health insurance and pet insurance.
Yes.
Believe it or not, pet insurance. Go to policygenius.com today to save over 40% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you are going to save money, my friend. That's policygenius.com, PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy, free quotes, and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com and do it today.
News.
I'm going to do that again.
News.
Thank you.
News.
Spring forward. Is daylight savings time or saving time worth it? A lot of people think we should stop doing it because the pros don't really outweigh the cons. Here are 4 weird side effects of daylight saving time.
All right.
Number 1, you're more likely to have a heart attack.
Ooh.
That's right, everybody. A heart attack.
I don't care for that.
A recent study found there are 25% more heart attacks today than an average Monday, and there are also more car crashes. So that's number one.
Car.
Number two, it's the worst day of the year to be sentenced for a crime.
Yeah, pony.
Wow. A study came out last year that found judges impose harsher sentences right after daylight savings, possibly because they are in a bad mood or just tired from not getting enough sleep. It's just weird.
Mm.
Number three, it's riskier to do in vitro fertilization right now. Another recent study found women who
Great.
Do it in March.
That's now you tell me?
Rob's going to be a dad again. Women who do it in March are more likely to suffer a miscarriage. Isn't that a horrible Ooh. Statistic?
Mm.
Number four, you're less likely to get robbed. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, right? That is good.
That's the only positive side effect on the list. A study in 2015 found that there are 7% fewer robberies the day after daylight savings, and there are 27% fewer robberies the night after daylight savings starts, probably because the sun sets later and most robberies happen when it's dark out.
I think it's
the sun goes down.
The crooks are just saying, man, I am wiped.
I am so
tired. I just can't get my head right.
Pros and cons.
According to a new study, only 17% of us get at least 8 hours of sleep a night. And with this, as we're talking about it, daylight saving time, it's even lower today. Here are the top 8 reasons your job might be harder because of the time change. I only put this in there because the way I felt today.
Sure.
I swear to God. Number one, it seems like your day goes slower. Number two, being tired makes you feel less motivated. Number three, makes you less productive. Number four, you have a harder time remembering stuff. Number five, it takes longer to complete certain tasks. Number six, you get irritated by your coworkers more easily. That's not the case with me today, and I mean that sincerely. I'm actually being quite amused by my mates today. Number seven.
Shut up, Mike.
You make more. Shut up, Rob. Oh, no. The whole connectivity thing at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that was going to be an
issue.
Right
at the beginning.
I knew.
Number seven, you make more mistakes. And number eight, it makes you resent your job more.
I don't think
we're in the resent the job.
No. That's tomorrow, Mike.
Not in our world. Yeah,
it's Resentment Tuesday.
You're all familiar with that guy that also has two consonants in his name, Chris Angel. Chris with two S's.
Yeah.
He passed out during his Mind Freak live show at the Luxor in Las Vegas on Friday. Did you hear about this?
No.
About 10 minutes in, he was doing a trick where he's supposed to be suspended upside down in a straitjacket, and he lost consciousness.
Oh,
that is a mind freak.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing.
That's fine.
A witness said, quote, he's wiggling. He's turning super fast in midair trying to get out of it. And then there were 5 seconds left, and suddenly he just stops wiggling. He's still going in a circle because he'd been doing that before, but he just kind of went limp. Now, that's where the audience gets the total stupids, where he would actually die up there and nobody...
Yeah.
You're like, well, what's the game? What's he going to do?
Part of the show.
Has he
been underwater for 80 minutes?
Chris had to be lowered. Oh, by the way, did you see the Jimmy Cerito aerial video of the wing?
I did not. Is it fantastic?
Drone footage?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Nice.
Chris had to be lowered to the stage.
Up in the air.
Take it to the... no, it's like the drone. The drone goes up, right? And then you're expecting the drone to, like, move and show. And the drone... The drone just stays there. You have to see
it. Hovers Please. Over wherever location
it
was.
It hovers. And then
Did
it
you
says,
get the implication that Jimmy was driving the drone?
It was funny. It's strange.
I can't wait.
You have to look. Please
I'm pulling
look
it up right
up.
Now.
Thank you.
Please look it up. And it's like credits and thank you for doing this.
Oh.
And it's like a production company. Chris had to be lowered to... No, I doubt that. Somebody did it for free. Chris had to be lowered to the stage, taken to a hospital. Fans were given a full refund. Oh, that's important. He was released early Saturday morning, and by Saturday night, he was back on stage doing the straight jacket trick again, successfully.
That's good. Chris Angel with two S's.
Chris Angel. Arnold Schwarzenegger put all that talk of a Senate run to bed with a Facebook post over the weekend. He said, quote, I'm deeply flattered by all the people and things who have approached me about running for the Senate. But my mission right now is to bring sanity to Washington through redistricting reform. And we passed it here in California. Thank you for your kind messages and all of the support. I hope that you'll join me in things in the battle against gerrymandering.
Hey, Richard Kimball, how about that gerrymandering?
I'm surprised he knows about gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering. Are you watching it?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now. There's a lot of production value to it at the beginning.
Yeah, I see a lot
of them. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to watch a film. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, Buffalo Wing Expansion. So
I haven't seen graphics like that since a wedding video from 1990.
You can describe the video.
Okay, there's doing some dissolve shots. There's a close-up of Jimmy's.
Dissolve shots of Jimmy's?
Yeah. You know, and there's Jimmy's van, his catering van. Seen him drive
it. Is it moving up in the air yet?
No. Just a lot of still shots that are linked together. Ah. Sort of a like a Ken Burns thing.
there's a wonderful
wipe.
Dissolve.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a sort of an aerial view of the wing and a spin dissolve. A lot of cinder blocks there. Mm, the wing kind of looks like one of Mike's prison shows.
Ah. No, it might be CGI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's the drone shot. It's up in the air, and we see a roof.
All right, just give it some time. It'll get better. Little glitch there. With
yeah.
The,
well, signal. I see the roof
right,
from further away.
Here it is. I'm going to let this go the whole way. Yep. I'm really sorry if you're not looking at the
see some cars right. Because now we can see the road. Oh, now the drone is turned maybe 20 degrees. And there's the roof again.
Okay.
It's a static shot. You would almost think this is a still shot, but you can see cars on Eldon Street moving.
Turn it around. Show Oscar. Look at it. Look at it. There
that's
it is.
Great.
That's been how long has that shot been going around?
You know what, Mike? This is really why use a drone when you could have used an 80-foot selfie stick.
Jimmy. Just the roof.
That's good. Roof looks
is
good.
It still on the roof.
Yes.
Still
on the roof.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see it. I want to see if it changed.
He's landing it now, but it's still the same shot.
Yeah, he's coming down.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. King Kong, or Kong, I should say, was Kong. King of the box office this weekend. Kong! Too corny? Cut me some slack, man. It's Monday. Kong Skull Island opened with $61 million, pushing Logan down to second with $37.9 million. Oscar, are you going to go see Kong Skull Island?
I went. Past Saturday.
And? Did you see it? How
yeah,
did you
I
like
saw
it?
It's a great monster movie. All and right, I would look, if I'm going to give it... Oh, as far as... My bar in the movie was concerned. Yeah. I walked in there with a low bar.
Sure,
I
said, low expectations.
I said, I looked at Shane and said, this is going to be a monster movie, no more, no less. And
I'd
walked out
it.
Saying, that
it.
Was a monster movie.
How does it stack up against the Jack Black Kong reboot from like 10 years ago?
Oh, it's hard to compare the two.
They're different?
Yeah, but if you're going to compare
scarier.
The Kongs.
Was it scarier?
Yeah,
maybe?
It does look more intense.
I'll say this. There were times, like any thriller or movie,
yes.
you kind of jump out of your seat. Like because the scenes are set up that way.
Nice.
So, if I was a kid, I would love it. But as a discerning adult, I'm going to say, it's worth seeing it in IMAX. I'll give you that. I saw it in 3D in IMAX, which made the experience 10 times better.
Wow.
This is a difficult review to interpret, isn't it, Ralph? This is
as with everything he says.
Whether he liked it
well,
or hated
it. Well, I'll say
it.
This. When I was going in, I heard a review that said, if you get a chance to see it in IMAX or 3D, go and do that. And when someone tells you that, they're basically saying the substance of the movie isn't that great, but in IMAX, the ride's going to be better.
There's an
How
amazing
many
shot.
How do you give it?
Three Santanas. There's an amazing shot in Kong that I saw online, Mike, where they do a drone shot, and it goes up in the air, and you just see the roof of King Kong's house.
And it stays.
And it stays right, there great. For a long time. Thank great in 3D. Much.
By the way, the camera shot for Jimmy's is still on the roof.
Yeah. Now a little something. This is a very Key West story.
Okay.
34-year-old guy named Daniel Jones from Cinnaminson. Wow. Cinnaminson, New Jersey.
That sounds There's like a- something Jerry Lewis would say.
Cinnaminson, Plinzy?
Cinnaminson.
Dude from Jersey's visiting Key West, Florida last week, and naturally he got hammered and started driving around in a golf cart.
Naturally.
He spotted a rooster wandering around the street, which is normal in Key West. They just run free because it's that kind of town. And he decided to try to mow the rooster down with the golf cart, but the chicken crossed the road. Why? To get to the other side where a drunk Jersey bro tourist couldn't run him over with the golf cart. Daniel swerved to try to hit him anyway, and flipped the golf cart over.
Oh, no.
He wasn't hurt too badly, but a woman who was in the cart with him hit her face on the ground and wound up with a few chipped teeth.
Oh, no.
It sounded like drunken debauchery. Daniel was arrested for a DUI with property damage and minor injury. He fell asleep in the cop car on the way to jail. That was the last tip-in.
That's nice.
Yeah, the rooster was not hurt, but the rooster did leave the scene. Half cocked.
Ah.
I'm so sorry.
Half
That's all I have. That's That is a spring forward kick.
Chip teeth. I always feel like someone's going to chip their teeth and then say, it's okay. It's okay. Give me a beer.
Boss, I ain't kill that rooster.
I'd love to see drone footage of that.
Yeah, and it's his alias is Governor Christie. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Look at that shot. It's a drone.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Why?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a nice relationship. We do the show. You listen to the show. It works out, don't we? It's cool. It's casual. And we almost never ask for your help. We've never asked you to pick up anybody at the airport, have
no,
we?
We've never have done that. No.
Or help us move a couch or even invited you over for a painting party.
Hate that.
However, there is one thing, one little tiny thing you can help us with. Please shop Amazon. Please. Yes. Amazon.com has everything your heart desires. Just make sure to access it through our portal.
Hmm.
What is a portal?
Portal is an entrance, an access point.
Is that the standard name for it, portal?
I think this is the only place in America that calls it a portal.
I agree.
Yes.
Go to our website and go to Amazon, but go through our website.
Okay.
I don't like portal.
I love portal.
It's like a time traveler.
I know Great game. Love portal. You have never done an Amazon spot that didn't have portal.
I did once in March of 2012.
Oh, okay. My apologies. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to help TMOS. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon for the portal. Or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through the TMOS portal and
Beautiful.
Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Thanks for your help. We love you. And now, without further ado, it's time to open up the audio vault for Rob's sounds, which he has. Monday Sounds with Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
That's the new feature. And, Mike, when I type something like we love you, I hope that I'm going to get a read like that. And
we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
And it's right. just the best.
Thank you.
This song I play because this is a song that I have a sort of a relationship with you and this song because not only is it a part of one of our favorite movies, but it's a part of one of our live shows. Joni Sledge, one of the sister Sledge, only 60 years old, died this weekend. Just let me state for the record. She's the lead singer on We Are Family.
Mm-hmm.
And they've not yet released the cause of death, so...
Are you with that? That's a stone cold hit right there.
One of the biggest hits of the disco era. And
monster hit.
And you know, she had to have been young when it came out if she's only 60 now.
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, that sucks.
It does. It really does. So we send our best to the other sisters, Sledge, and safe home because that was truly a great record. Now, did you see this broke on Friday after we did the show? A guy named Professor Robert Kelly was doing an interview on the BBC via Skype. Did you see this?
Look. I will tell you that I feel for him. It was a serious interview.
It was.
I felt for this guy, but he just could not have been more dickish during this segment.
And the mother. I mean, the mother that comes
in. Well, I don't think that was the mother. Wasn't that the nanny?
Could have been a nanny or a mother.
No, it was his wife.
It was?
He's in South Korea.
Wife?
Yeah.
Okay. All because right. Boy. Hey, that you know, if you really get
to window
that
into
one,
your
that
soul.
That Oscar looks at me like, yeah, you're right, Oscar. Caught me on that, Mike O'Mara.
Racial alarm.
We need a racial alarm. We need a racial alarm on the show.
Okay.
We need a racial alarm on the show.
Tomorrow we'll
profiling.
Have one. I promise we will have one. Yeah. But anyway,
profile.
So he's trying to do this interview, and his kids come in during the Skype interview, and it's amazing the fast turnaround. And we have this on our Facebook page and our YouTube page. But the fast turnaround because he's in what looks like a professional library setting, and all of a sudden the kids just come in and the whole mood changes.
And what will it mean for
for the
can
wider
you pause
region.
It for 2 seconds?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The kids just don't come in. The there's a daughter and then there's a toddler that comes in on a walker, right?
There's literally a baby. The toddler comes in first.
Yeah, but the
and
toddler
then the
walks
baby,
in.
The baby in a jumper with the wheels on
the
it.
Toddler,
yeah, like a walker.
The
yeah.
toddler comes in like she's running into an NFL arena. Like she is celebrating. Kids, yeah. Arms are swinging in happiness. Like, let's right. see what dad's up to. Yep. Just yep. happiness, yeah. right?
And dad, and speaking of NFL, dad gives her the stiff arm.
Yes.
I mean, really gives her the stiff arm. Let's listen.
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me. My apologies.
Kids are crawling all over. And then the wife comes in and like violently grabs the
region.
My apologies. South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely yeah. limited
in the background
in the last 6 months to a year Frankie. Because of North Korea's behavior. Most recently, the use of VX gas in the airport in Malaysia that indicates that North Korea really doesn't follow global norms. In any kind of way, that's a weapon of mass destruction if it had slipped out onto a plane or something like that.
And if you want to find that on YouTube.
Can I just say this? Can I make a comment?
Yeah, please.
I think having children interfere with a broadcast or coming into a studio is the height of unprofessional.
I agree.
Here, here.
Thank you.
Can I add this?
Sure, go ahead. I know you want to.
No, I'm not going to pile on. I actually sent you right. this video, Mike. I think that's the first time you saw it when I sent
yes,
it to you.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You sent me a
and I was blown away by the ability of the mom to slide in, or not even slide in, drift in like she was in an action film.
Right.
And then exactly. and then she extracts the children in a
like in his rough. It just went to the edge of being too rough.
Yes.
But she got him out of there.
She got
you
him
know,
out
DVDs
of-
are being knocked down at the process. You know, like there was
she's not going to win any excellent parenting awards, but
neither
she will,
one of them are. You
but
know?
She's going to get graded efficient.
And yeah, well, it was like a hot landing zone, right?
Yep,
and
exactly.
she had to pull them all out, and she did.
It was funny to watch. That was she really did kind of slide.
She drifted in.
We've discussed in the past on this show that getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is really basically just writing the check and getting it.
Yeah.
But John Goodman got one this weekend,
cool.
and I am a big fan of John Goodman, especially after this tape. Jeff Bridges came out to speak on his behalf at the unveiling. And
dude.
And he wore the sweater from The Big Lebowski and worked a lot of lines from the movie.
In your wisdom, Lord, you have lived through John as you have through so many other bright, flowering young actors before him. I'm talking about men like Clark Gable, Gabby Hayes, Roy Rogers.
Goodman is in
the whole
background,
Western thing.
Loving it.
Yeah.
In accordance with what we think may be your final wishes, we have committed to these sidewalks in the bosom of Hollywood that you love so well.
And okay,
star.
So it goes on like yeah. that. And the thing is, if you've never seen it, The Big Lebowski, and when he says, in accordance with what may be your wishes, I think still to this day, whenever you see anything dealing with cremation or
yes.
ashes, simply the funniest cremation scene in the history of there's none better. There's
no.
absolutely
none. And that movie really exists.
I laugh thinking about it.
In it's a so series funny. Of scenes, there are so many scenes in The Big Lebowski that are better
right.
than the movie as a whole. You
oh,
could
absolutely.
Almost
the movie as a whole is kind of like rambling.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a tremendous fan,
I'm not
but
a
the
big,
scenes.
Big fan, but I love the individual scenes. You know, it's bad. Like you like the old guy. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
The bum's lost.
You lose, sir. Oh, sure, F it. That's what you say. Yeah. You lost. The bum's
and,
lost.
And I will also tell you that if you are so inclined to enjoy an alcoholic beverage, you will want to pour yourself a White Russian after watching
yes,
The Big Lebowski.
Exactly.
He makes them look good.
Congratulations to Saturday Night Live for phoning it in again this weekend, but there were two good one-liners on Weekend Update that I'd like to close with. The second one was my favorite.
For the second year in a row, the happiest city in the country is Naples, Florida, while the least happy city is once again Puppy Funeral, Minnesota. It was reported that Jennifer Lopez is now dating Alex Rodriguez. J-Lo and A-Rod go by the cool celebrity couple name of, you guessed it, Elena Fix Lodripez.
Elena Fix Lodripez. Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address, TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message in for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget, get your VistaPrint cards to Rob. Just, they're all about Rob.
Yes, you know? And, a tribute to me.
Please make them evil.
Make them as honest as you like.
Make them just brutally honest and funny. And then as soon as we get Rob's, we'll all get them. That's the way we're going to do it. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Be careful with the snow.
Sliding by.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.